Blog Talk Radio.
Saints, and welcome to Contending for the Faith. Yes, you did tune in to Contending for the Faith. I just happened to put on some hood music to see if I can get Larry Reed from the Larry Reed Live Show to show up tonight. That's why I put on some hood music. It's like this hood music is like the cheese in the proverbial mousetrap. That's why I put the hood music on, because I'm from the hood. You all know I'm from the hood. You all know I'm from Red Hook, Brooklyn. You know I lived on Verona Street and had to cross through Coffee Park and pass Visitation Church in order to get to my church, the Red Hook Gospel Tabernacle. George Bloomer would know about Red Hook, Brooklyn. Larry, listen, Larry, why don't you ask George Bloomer about Lorraine Street? Ask him about Henry Street, Columbia Street, where the flagpole is right in the middle of Coffee Park and Columbia Street. Just ask your homie, George Bloomer. Just ask George Bloomer. In fact, why don't you text George Bloomer and tell him to get to this broadcast and listen to this broadcast. I'm going to put some more hood music on for the two of you, because you might feel comfortable if Bloomer's on with you. We're having a hood powwow. No, I haven't gone crazy. I still love Jesus. Always will. The jam in the day. As a young teenager, I used to go to church, go through the projects, cross Coffee Park, and there would be the people listening to music as we were on our way to the house of the Lord. And that was one of the songs that was being played at night as we carried our Bibles in hand and were on our way to go praise and sing praises to God and glorify God. So, again, I want to encourage. I'm going to change the word challenge. I'm going to change the word challenge to the word encourage. Let me encourage Mr. Larry Reed, Dr. Larry Reed from the Larry Reed Live Show, the number one show in all of Christendom, hands down. I want to encourage Dr. Reed to call this little itty-bitty program and provide us with some answers if he could. Not if he would, but if he could. The number here is 646-564-9730. Again, area code 646-564-9730. And this is my third program in a series of four that I'm doing on Larry Reed. Larry Reed, Larry Reed. Now, Larry Reed is friends with E. Bernard Jordan and with George Bloomer. I'm sure that George Bloomer can tell Larry Reed a whole lot about me because I'm from Red Hook, Brooklyn. The Red Hook Projects, the Red Hook Swimming Pool. Right across the street from Henry Street, where the 61 bus goes right up through Lorraine Street. That's right. And the handball courts in the back. So Bloomer can tell them what kind of guy I am. And if you're from Red Hook, you're hard nosed. You don't take baloney from nobody. Mm-mm, not in Red Hook. You either fight or you die. So that's what George Bloomer and I have in common. I don't think George Bloomer and I have Jesus in common because my Jesus and George Bloomer's Jesus is two different Jesuses. But what George Bloomer and I have in common is that we come from the same cesspool of sin called Red Hook, Brooklyn. And from there, the Lord redeemed me and took me out of the miry clay. So we've been talking about Larry Reed, Larry Reed, Larry Reed. We've done two shows. This is our third. Tomorrow's going to be our fourth and our last. And of course, this series of shows, this four series of shows, are designed to post or pose one question per broadcast. In our first broadcast, We were asking the question, why is Dr. Reed, who happens to be quite intelligent, I got to tell you, this is a smart cookie, Dr. Reed. He's a smart guy. He's a smart guy. And being a smart guy, I'm left to wonder. I'm scratching my head. And you know, this series of broadcasts came as an idea as several friends and I are sitting down as the sun is setting where I live, and we've been talking about Dr. Reed, and we've been scratching our heads about Dr. Reed, because again, I believe, and now I don't have any numbers to support this, but I believe that Dr. Larry Reed has the number one YouTube, what are you going to call it, a show, a YouTube program, you know, whatever you call it. He's got the number one program. Everybody tunes in to watch Larry Reed. Everyone tunes in. There's no competition. Larry Reed has more people than anybody else, in my opinion now, in my opinion. When Larry Reed puts together a show, and listen, this is not me, you know, applauding him. I'm not applauding him. I have no reason to applaud him. I don't have to kiss up to him. If you've been listening for the last two nights, you know I ain't kissing up to Larry Reed. But facts are facts. He provides more subject matter than anybody else. He provides, and he's more entertaining, more entertaining. Now, entertainment and ministry are two different things, so don't get them confused. Entertainment and ministry are two different things. You can be tearing people down via entertainment, and you can be building people up via ministry. So, in the first broadcast, we posed the question, since Larry Reed is a very intelligent guy, why is Larry Reed focusing on such a minor issue while at the same time ignoring the major issue? What is a minor issue in the church? The minor issue in the church, according to our first broadcast, was how Larry Reed is focusing on one bishop who, by the name of Noel Jones, who really only has influence over one church, the City of Refuge in Los Angeles, California, who is hooked up with a minor cult called the Moonies. Now, don't tell me, well, the Moonies are spread all over America. That's baloney. The Moonies are a minor cult in comparison to the Jehovah's Witnesses, in comparison to the Mormons, and even in comparison to the Roman Catholic Church. The Moonies aren't even in that league. Don't tell me. I know. I've studied cults. I've studied them in depth. The Jehovah's Witnesses own all of downtown Brooklyn. When you take the BQE, when you're on your way, when you're taking the BQE and you're going from Brooklyn to Manhattan, you can see the monumental buildings that the Jehovah Witnesses own there in downtown Brooklyn. The Moonies don't own that. The Moonies don't own that. So the Moonies don't even come close to the Jehovah Witnesses. They don't even come close to the Salt Lake City Mormons and the Mormon Tabernacle Choir and the Mormon Cathedral, nowhere near. And nowhere near the mother of all cults, the Roman Catholic Church. So here is Dr. Larry Reed talking about an old story, because this was way back in November of last year, even though it has Bishop Jones has renegotiated his partnership with the Moonies. But still, it's a minor issue. One bishop, one church, hooking up with one little cult. Whereas Dr. Reed is ignoring the major cult, the mother of all cults, the Roman Catholic Church, who has hooked up with thousands of bishops, in the black church that have influence over thousands of churches in the black community. So I just posed the first question in the first broadcast. Why is this smart guy majoring on minor, on the minor? That was broadcast number one. And we posed the question because these are the questions my friends and I are talking as the sun is going down and as we're sitting on the patio. We're scratching our heads because we look at Larry Reed and we say, isn't this guy supposed to be very smart? Why is he acting very stupid? Isn't he supposed to be very smart? Yeah, he's smart. So why is he acting dumb? Why is he acting dumb? Okay? In the second broadcast, we explored the question, is Larry Reed a true prophet of God? Or is he simply a petty gossip monger, as Donnie McClurkin has stated? Donnie McClurkin gave us that question. It was Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Donnie McClurkin, who called Larry Reed a petty gossip monger. That's what he did. And I played the audio for you. And by the way, Larry Reed has responded in a second video to Pastor Donnie McClurkin. And you can check that out. So is Larry Reed a true prophet of God, or is he a petty gossip monger? Question number two. Well, I kind of think that Dr. Reed is what we call a selective prophet. Dr. Reed is a selective prophet. In other words, he prophesies, and that's in quotes, he prophesies against people that don't butter his bread. That's what he does, it seems to me. And Dr. Reed, you can clarify that. You can set me straight if you so want to. I remember I'm from Brooklyn, so you're going to try to set me straight, but, you know, I'm just not going to sit there and take it. I'm going to give you as you give me. So get ready to receive as you get ready to give. So the number here is 646-564-9730. In case Dr. Reed from Atlanta, I'm looking for an Atlanta area code number so I can buzz him in. So here is Dr. Reed, and in my opinion, he's a selective prophet. He only prophesies against people, or he only prophesies to people that can't really retaliate. He'll have a word of the Lord for people who really don't have any way at, you know, standing up to him. He's a selective prophet and who selectively exposes certain people. He's into selective exposing. If you butter his bread, he's not going to expose you. He's not going to expose you. In other words, if you have him under contract, he ain't going to expose you because, you know, he's not going to bite the hand that feeds him. So he's a selective prophet. Instead of being like Isaiah in Isaiah 58:1, cry aloud and spare not, he's crying aloud but sparing some. He's a selective prophet. Selective. Now you're going to have to make up your mind whether he's a gossip monger or not. You can listen to what's his name, Pastor Donnie McClurkin, and you can listen to his reasoning, his argument, his heartfelt appeal not to expose the saints, or you can listen to Larry Reed's response, which I saw today. Larry Reed has a response for Donnie McClurkin's line. Now, in that response. Larry Reed posted a scripture, and that scripture was Proverbs 28:13. Proverbs 28:13. In addition to, he made reference to Donnie McClurkin's scripture, which was James chapter 5, verses 19 through 20. So it was a back and forth, a give and take. And one man used one scripture and another man used another scripture. And if Dr. Reed would like to, because he called Donnie McClurkin dumb and says Donnie McClurkin doesn't know what he's talking about, because Donnie McClurkin was twisting the scriptures to say what he wanted the scriptures to say. Well, I would say to Dr. Reed, why don't you call the broadcast? But when you call the broadcast, make sure that you have your Hebrew and Greek interlinear Bible with you, and also have next to you a stack of Hebrew lexicons and a stack of Greek lexicons, and let's go over Proverbs 28:13, and let's go over Galatians 6, verses 1 and 2, and let's go over James chapter 5, verses 19 and 20, and let's find out who's twisting the scriptures and who's understanding the scriptures correctly and who's misunderstanding the scriptures. But for that, Dr. Reed, I would like you to come with your Hebrew and Greek interlinear, since you have a doctorate. And I would encourage you to have several Hebrew lexicons and several Greek lexicons so that we can look at every Hebrew word in Proverbs 28:13, and we can understand it in its context, in its etymological context, and then also we can look at the Galatian scripture and the James scripture, and that's why we would need the Greek interlinear and the Greek lexicons to break that down so that we can come to a full understanding as to who's right and who's wrong and what these three scriptures are trying to say to us. Again, Dr. Reed, the number here is 646-564-9730. All right. Okay. So today we want to talk about Dr. Reed as a pastor. Dr. Reed as a pastor. Now, I've listened to enough of his broadcasts in doing my research and finding out who Larry Reed is. I've listened to enough of his broadcasts to know that he claims to have been a pastor. He claims. I have no doubt. I have no doubts about that claim. I'm sure he was a pastor. I'm sure he can provide literature and old bulletins and old pictures and church stationery that had his name, and, you know, he was a pastor. That he was a pastor of pastors is another claim of his, that he established churches throughout the world. Dr. Reed also claims that he is a licensed counselor or a certified, something like that. He's some kind of counselor with some kind of degree. I don't doubt that either. There are all kinds of schools all over the place giving out degrees, and you can stay at home and do a degree at home. Most colleges and most universities today are doing online schooling. So you don't have to actually attend a campus in order to earn your degree. So whether he did it online or whether he did it at an actual campus and an actual school, all that's possible. That he is a licensed counselor, no doubt. I'm not doubting that. That is within the realm of possibility. He also claims to be a mentor. He has a mentorship program. He says if you would like to be mentored, you can sign up and be part of his mentorship. And, of course, that requires money. You're going to have to give him money in order for him to be your mentor. And I have no doubts that with his pastoral experience and with his counseling degree, that he is has many people who come to him, look to him as a mentor. And then, of course, he makes the argument that he is a prophet. He's a prophet of God, that he's a seer. The Lord does not give him words. And you correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm misquoting you, Dr. Reed, you correct me, okay? But I've heard you many times say that the way God works with you is he gives you pictures, he gives you images. Sometimes, in fact, I saw this today in the Donnie McClurkin reply video, that sometimes you just happen to fall into a trance right there. You could be doing something, you can be even doing a show, and while you're doing a show, you can just fall into a trance and just, just not be with us for 3 or 4 minutes while God is showing you something. You happen to be a seer. You happen to be a prophet. And you prophesy to people and you give dream interpretation. All of that, of course, for a fee. So, if Dr. Reed is all those things, pastor, certified counselor, licensed counselor, degreed counselor, a prophet who has had as his mentor the master prophet Ibn Jordan, and who is a mentor to many, if you're all of that, how could you at the same time be a cruel social media punk with a bully pulpit platform? Again, this is how we put together the question. I'm sitting around talking to certain people, and some have said, well, he sounds to me like a cruel, because he's cruel. The opinion of some at the table is that Larry Reed is cruel in the way in which he does his exposing. And he puts it out there in social media. So some at the table say he's a cruel social media punk because he's saying things about people that are very far away and they're never going to see him in person and they can't deal with him in person, so he's just hiding behind social media and he uses his social media platform as his bully pulpit. In other words, he bullies people. He's a social media bully. And what can you do against a bully? Have you ever had a bully at school? Those are the conversations, and you can see these questions are well-formulated. These are well-formulated questions because people do look at Larry Reed, and they have their opinions. He's nothing but a bully. A bully on social media who uses his social media platform as a cruel device, as his bully pulpit, to rant and rave about certain people and talk about them. Well, of course, you know, Dr. Reed says that all of this is already out there. Everything he's already talking about has already hit social media. So he's just reporting on it. That's his defense. That's his cover, that it's already out there. He's only reporting on things that are already out there. Also, he uses the word allegedly, because when he doesn't know for sure, he says allegedly. Well, no one's really focused on the word allegedly. They just focus on the story. They can care less about allegedly. Most people don't even understand what that word means, allegedly. So, is Larry Reed a former loving pastor? What is a pastor? A pastor is a counselor. A pastor is a shepherd, one who feeds the flock, one who ensures that the flock is being fed the proper diet. Not everything that is green and grows up out of the ground is edible for sheep. Sheep can't eat everything that's green. Some plants are poisonous. Just because it's green, just because it's leafy, just because it grows out of the ground, doesn't mean that sheep can eat it. A shepherd feeds the flock and keeps the flock away from poisonous plants. That's one. A shepherd is a counselor, one who advises people what to do and what not. Well, I advise them. I tell them to come to me, to tell me their story, to come on my show, to tell me the juicy gossip. Well, of course, that bumps up his ratings. But is he concerned for people? You mean to tell me as a counselor, the only advice that you're giving them is come on my show, beat someone else to the punch, put your story out first before they put out their version of the story? Is that the advice? Is that the wise counsel that you're giving people? That's not biblical counsel. That's not wise scriptural counsel. That's not Holy Ghost counsel. That's not. And again, I know that you jumped all over. I know you jumped all over Donnie McClurkin because of the scriptures that he used, and you beat him over the head with Proverbs 28:13. But I would advise you, sir, that if you want to tangle with me, if you want to discuss Proverbs 28:13 in its proper context, get your Hebrew interlinear Bible and bring your Hebrew lexicons, and let's break that baby down. Because you will not do to me what you did to Donnie McClurkin. And you can call me at 646-564-9730. Oh, yes, you can. This is my show. And I don't need to go on your show. I don't need to. I don't need to and don't want to. So here's the thing. He's a pastor. He claims I pastor churches. I love people. One of the things that Larry Reed always says after you know exposing people, says, I love everybody. I love the gays. He says he loves the gays. He says he loves the first ladies. He loves baby Jakes. He loves everybody. After he exposes, I did it because I love you. He loves everybody. Well, don't love me like that. Don't love me like that. So he claims to be a loving pastor. He claims to be a wise counselor. He claims to be a prophet, a seer of God. He also promotes himself as a mentor. But there are others who see this former pastor not very loving, not very spiritual, not very prophetic. Well, what do you mean not very prophetic? Well, let me take you to 1 Corinthians 14. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 14. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 14, and let's break this baby down, Dr. Reed, again, with a Greek interlinear Bible and Greek lexicons at our disposal. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 14, follow after charity, which is love. Follow after. He just gave a whole chapter. Chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians was all about love and how love is the greatest of all three. What three? Faith and hope. Love is the greatest. Follow after love and desire spiritual gifts. That's what Paul says. But rather that you may what? Prophesy. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. But he that prophesieth, he that acts in the role of a prophet, this is what he does, Dr. Reed, and I would encourage you to study these three words if you truly are a prophet. And I know you wrote a book on the fivefold ministry, haven't read it, but it's been advertised that you wrote a book on the fivefold ministry, so you got to know what a prophet is. And if you've been mentored by the master prophet E. Bernard Jordan, then you got to know what prophesying is. And according to inspired scripture in 1 Corinthians 14:3, but he that prophesy speaketh unto men to, number one, edification. Not for their demolition, not for their destruction, but for their edification, for their exhortation. Again, what is exhortation? Oh, that's correction in love. Exhortation, a word of exhortation, correcting people in love. Not for their destruction, not for their demolition, but for their edification. And it ends by saying, and also that they might be comforted. So when Larry Reed is acting as a prophet on his show, and he's exposing people. Is he edifying them? Is he exhorting them? Is he comforting them? I think that's the argument that Donnie McClurkin was making, that he doesn't. But again, that's a conclusion you're going to have to arrive on your own. So this is the question. Does Larry Reed, a former pastor, a former loving pastor, because I can tell you in every show, Larry Reed says, I love everybody. There isn't a show that doesn't go by where Larry Reed doesn't emphasize that he loves everybody. He just finished doing a show exposing people, and he says, you know, I did it because I love you. Larry Reed's about love. He loves everybody. Loves everybody. But is he edifying? Is he exhorting? Is he comforting? Comforting. Not causing tears. Not bringing on nightmares. Not having people go out of their mind because now their dirty laundry, their mess is out there on the Larry Reed live show. But is he comforting people? Is he bringing consolation to their hearts? Is he bringing peace of mind? No. These are questions we have to ask. It's not just pulling out Proverbs 28:13. It's also looking at all the other scriptures. Jesus said to Peter, Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, I love you. Jesus said, take care of my sheep. If you are, he says, shepherd the flock. Shepherd the sheep. Now, if you're shepherding the sheep, if you're building them up, you're edifying them, you are exhorting them, and you are comforting them. That's what you, Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord. Okay, as role as shepherd, when you play the role of shepherd, feed my lambs, feed my new converts, feed my sheep. And the word there, feed, in the Greek is actually, it means to shepherd. It's more than feeding. It's to do all around shepherding ministry, which involves many, many things, not just feeding. So again, is Larry Reed a social media bully? Is he a punk? And I'm only using the word because the word came up the other day. In fact, let me go to the audio. Here, let me take you to the audio. Let me take you to this audio real quick here. And let me just pull this audio up. And I'm only using the word because Larry Reed has used the word. So let's see how he uses the word punk in context. Let's see how Larry Reed uses the word punk in his broadcast. All right? Okay. So, the video is called, the YouTube video is called Let's Catch Up. It's been a while. All right, let's pull that up. And when we pull it up, we're going to go to the 35-minute mark. Let me take you to the 35-minute mark. In fact, to be more precise, it's the 35-minute, 30-second mark. 35-minute, 30-second. Okay, so let me see if I can bring it up. 35 minutes. 35 minutes, 30 seconds. All right. Let me just let it play for a little while so it can get to the right spot. Now, here Larry Reed uses the word punk. He calls people punks. Punks. And he even has a little song that goes along with the word punks. So here is Dr. Reed, our good friend. Our good, good friend. Here is Dr. Reed. Because we love everybody here. We love everybody. Here's Dr. Reed.
Back to the things of the dark, this, I got two from this one.
Now, he's talking about letters that he routinely receives. People are sending him letters, and they're called cease and desist letters. You go to a lawyer. If somebody is, you know, spreading lies about, if you feel that someone's spreading lies about you, if you feel that someone is peddling falsehoods in your name and tarnishing your name and soiling your reputation, you go to an attorney and you have the attorney draw up a letter, a cease and desist letter. So Larry Reed receives these like nonstop. He's constantly getting cease and desist letters. Constantly is Larry Reed. All right? So he's talking about a lady who sent them two letters. Here it is. Here it is. Let me, now that I've given you the background, let me bring it back up here. All right, here we go.
I'll let you know. I may put a piece of the review. Yeah. Not about yet, we've seen the thing. You know that God turned my back, so I know you ain't seen that. You seen anything, you seen a butt cheek. Okay, so anyway. Back to the things of the dark, this, I got two from this one. Cease and desist letter against Larry Reed and the Larry Lie Show. Okay, now hold on. I'm going to tell you who it's from. Now, Patreon said, oh, word for word. But y'all remember the woman that got online and kicked that little girl, Lakeisha Spearman, up at her church. Mm-hmm. It was her. Sent me a cease and desist letter. Now, I am going to read this last little bit of the letter, because this was interesting. After that, the message said, you don't use this, you don't use that, you talking negative, yada, 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 yada. She sent two of them. Mm-hmm. Yes, she did. She sent two of them. She sent two of them. Then she said this. The lawyer said this on her behalf. Please note, said woman has sought counsel to ensure she handles this situation in the appropriate manner and has issued a formal apology to Ms. Spearman. But don't you think that's what she should have did? That's what I was saying on the show. Of course that's what she should have did. And it's a blessing. As well as, she would like to issue a formal apology to you and your community fan base. So let me go ahead and see how this goes.
So now, don't you think that when Larry Reed got that information that there was a church mother who threw a young lady out, don't you think that Larry Reed, as the former pastor, as the counselor that he is, the licensed counselor that he is, as the prophet and seer of God that he claims to be, as the mentor of pastors that he claims to be, don't you think it would have been nice for Larry Reed to have called that church mother and told her, listen, I saw what you did. Let me recommend what you should do. Just say sorry to the girl. Bring her back into the fellowship. You know, remember what the Lord says, that we're to love the sheep, we're to care for the sheep, we're to shepherd the flock. What you did was wrong, dear church mother. See, that's what you don't, now what he did the opposite. He took the story and he put it out there. And this woman went crazy. This church mother went crazy. And she got an attorney. She was beside herself when she found out that she was being talked about on the Larry Reed Live Show. There was no need for Larry to talk about her. Well, don't tell me how to run my show. No, but remember, we must so fulfill the law of Christ. That's what Paul says in Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. And listen, we got to love on people and protect people and encourage people and in so doing, so we fulfill the law of Christ. Not the law of dog-eat-dog world. No, not that law. When we devour one another and we bite one another. No, not that law. But in so doing, we fulfill the law of Christ. There was no need. So obviously the lady went crazy, went to an attorney, spent lots of money to have this attorney sent two cease and desist letters. But none of this would have happened if Larry Reed had not posted this stuff on his show. But he needs ratings. So that's what he does. He puts on his program quarrels and squabbles of all kinds, of all nature, so that people can tune in. But this was unnecessary. So that's one letter. Now he's going to mention another letter.
Said woman said, "I'm sorry to you, to your family, and to the king, so you have got yours wherever you be. I'm done with it because that's what I wanted. You didn't have to do the cease and desist letters with a Z. All thing you had to do was to send me this and say, look, you know what? I want your commentary and what you said to me and my son and to the church, and you right. I should not have done this. So I went and apologized to Lakeisha, and I apologize to you and all your viewers. That's going to be a representation of what a church mother is supposed to do in the bodies of Christ. And I should not have stooped to Lakeisha's level and got on the internet."
Yeah, but you started it because you posted it. You took it further. Instead of counseling the woman, instead of saying to her, look, I was a pastor for many years. I've had that kind of experience. Let me tell you, let me give you a little bit of advice based on my former experience. This is how you should handle the matter. And not make it part of your dirty show. Again, you see, selective prophesying. He's focusing on a little church mother. Why don't you focus on J. Delano Ellis and the Joint College of African American Jackass Bishops? Why don't you focus on that group? Why don't you focus on that group? Why are you focusing on a little church mother from a storefront church rather than focusing on these 1,000 bishops who have influence over 1,000 churches, who are in bed with the heart of Church of Rome and are leading the black community to the very gates of hell? Why don't you talk about that group? Selective prophesying. So he's got the bully pulpit, and this poor lady's going out of her mind because she never thought that she was going to be exposed on social media the way she was by a guy who reaches out to tens of thousands of people through his broadcast. She's beside herself. She went and got an attorney to draw up letters. She's scared because you scared her. Can you imagine the many sleepless nights that woman had while she was thinking, did the attorney write the letter? Did the attorney send the letter? Will the letter get there on time before this guy does another show? Can the attorney get him to stop talking about me and destroying me and my little community and bringing down my little storefront church? No. He didn't think about Larry Reed, Dr. Larry Reed, Pastor Larry Reed, counselor, licensed counselor Larry Reed, prophet Larry Reed, mentor Larry Reed, wasn't thinking about the church mother and the young lady. He was thinking about the Larry Reed live show and its popularity and its ratings. Now, Larry, if you don't like it, you can call me. You can pick on me. I'm here, 646-564-9730, and you and I can go toe-to-toe. You and I can duke it out. You and I can go mano-a-mano. Here's more from Dr. Reed. a licensed counselor, the mentor extraordinaire, the seer of seers.
Now, I enjoyed every bit of it. It was great content for the show.
There you go. All he was thinking about was the show. Selfish man. Of course it was great content for the show. Of course it was. But did that little old lady have many sleepless nights? You better believe it. You better believe it. And don't think, Larry, that God isn't keeping score. Don't think, Larry, that God doesn't have a ledger. Don't think, Larry, that God doesn't see what you're doing. You're chucking it up. You're laughing it up. But there are people, there are little people in small communities doing great work for God who don't have it all together, who don't have all the years of experience, who are doing the best they can for the Lord under some severe circumstances, but yet you choose to put those people on the platform. Well, again, I would ask you, why don't you pick on somebody bigger? Why don't you talk about J. Delano Ellis? Why don't you talk about how J. Delano Ellis has given the black church in America a Roman Catholic makeover? Why don't you talk about that? I'll tell you why you won't talk about that, and that's for tomorrow. That's tomorrow's broadcast. Here's more from Dr. Reed.
And since Lakeisha had went live, she could have went live too. I support that in principle. You get what you got. Well, that is what it is. But you a dirt church mother. There ain't no way in the world you should have got up on that internet and asked her back like that and exiled her. You are excommunicated. So why was the show canceled between you and Leandro? You never told us. Okay, remind me that I answered that. I did say on this live, you guys can ask me a question. I'll answer it. Okay. Oh, and the other cease and desist letter. I'm gonna tell you this, Tim. Was from Roger Walls and Daryl McLaughlin Walls. So the uncle Dana and the nephew son. Okay. We got that? We got that. All right. That's that. Move right along, because I'm going to come back to that later. Because she'll let me be. All right. Let me be. And I love that group. What's that new song? I got it on my Walkman. Let's see it on. I love that new song. That Warren Campbell is sick. Oh, I thought I had it in my iPod. Oh. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Hallelujah. All right, anyway. No, that ain't his daddy. That's why I call him Uncle Daddy and Nephew Son. So I don't know what the relationship is. The one person was saying it was just a man that the mama found after she had all the children. And they got with it to somebody else, and no, it's the brother of the husband that got killed. They really that got killed. I don't know. So it's uncle, daddy, and nephew, son. All right, anyway. Going back to the next thing, which I absolutely love them, but they picked the fight with me. Because I did not ever say I had seen a video. I never saw a darn video. And I kept saying, this is a trusted friend that favored that me saw the video and a few other you guys did. But then like 48 hours after all of this viralness concerning that happened, then he gets online and say what he said and basically says, I did it, or that, something like that. And so I just made it a video. And I never called his name. Until when I put the video, I put in the head in his name, Darrell Wall. That's my job, y'all. This is my job. Now, granted, I don't normally like doing stories like that because I like to have a receipt or see a receipt even before I do a story. But I have talked about what has been talked about that doesn't have a receipt. You know, I have done that. And I will do that because it's what's been talked about. I don't normally do that. But I'm willing my rights and my legalities to do it, especially when it comes to a public figure. Well, so for the daddy to call me and go off, somebody said to me, oh, he injured your ego, so you just want to get him back. I don't know what you call it. I'm a nigga. I'm a grown man. I've been my business. Don't call me and talk to me like I'm Darlene. That ain't going to work. Because then you're going to make and I told him, I said, you made an enemy out of me. You know, so that's just how it is. So then after that, fam, you a homosexual. You and your friends. I just got homosexual friends recent. They're doing this show. What you talking about? And I told them that too. I said, what? You, I don't know who you think I am, but you got me up. You don't know who I am? What? So then, my son is not a homosexual. I seen the video. Okay, now, this is what you done confirmed to me. Number one, I won't say nothing about he was homosexual. I said, don't care. So you just confirmed to me that there's rumors of him being a homosexual. Number two, you also confirmed to me that there is absolutely at least one video, although I heard it was three. And you also confirmed that the content of that video is 2 men. What is he? Don't come talk to me because y'all, I don't know if y'all know or not, but my degree was for a law and I switched it to seminary because I got called by God. Oh, good. But I was going to be a judge.
All right. So you see, he says they turned me into the enemy. Now let me take this to 48:34, and here he is again.
Well, you can't box with God. You can bow to mother prophets and folks that's enamored with this and that. But you can't bow me. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Oh, remember, step your pickle. Yes, let me say this. This right here, stop all this. Send me mess. Me and my lawyer got stuff to do. What y'all doing? Stop the mess. I made up a song a long time ago. If you are a public figure, you always got getting up saying stuff about folk and having opinions. You got to be able to take that stuff back. You got to be able to take those opinions back. When you send that cease and desist letter, I check the box beside you says pop. Cease and desist letters are for pop. Whoa, cease and desist letters are for pups. Always have something to say. Oh, but when somebody else does, you say, no way. Whoa, cease and desist letters are for pups. Everybody say,
and there you have it. People who send them cease and desist letters are punks. But is he a punk? And mind you, he's getting letters left and right from different people that he's exposing. So we have to ask the question: Was he ever really a loving pastor? Now again, he gets on the show and tells people, "I love you." But love, listen, you can tell someone loves you by their actions. Don't stab me in the back. Don't listen. Don't expose me and say I did it because I loved you. Don't do that. Don't get dirt on people. Why don't you go to those people first as a pastor, as a counselor, as a prophet, as a mentor? Why don't you go to the people who are engaged in some immorality and go deal with them one-on-one like Samuel dealt with Saul? The prophet Samuel went and talked to Saul one-on-one. The prophet Nathan went to David one-on-one. Why can't you do that? If you are a pastor, if you are a so-called mentor, if you are a so-called certified counselor, if you are a seer, a prophet, why can't you go to the person and just speak to them directly and say, look, you're not going the right way. I feel for you. I'm hurting for you. The Lord said to Samuel, why are you mourning for Saul? You know that the prophet Samuel mourned for Saul because Saul was not living up to his potential. The prophet Samuel was heartbroken for Saul, and he was in prayer, and God spoke to the prophet and said, why are you mourning for him, seeing that I have rejected him? But the prophet was heartbroken. How can we be prophets of God? How can we be pastors? How can we claim to be mentors and shepherds and then make up songs where we're mocking people and call them punks when they're hurting? Nobody wants their mess out there. Nobody. Nobody. Of course they're going to send you cease and desist letters. Nobody wants their information out there. And it shouldn't, but yet he starts a song. Listen to this.
You find that receipt out there. That isn't what it is. But there's another receipt I'm holding. It ain't the video. But it's a whole warm body. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Leave the prophets alone, because you can't box with God.
He's saying leave the prophets alone, but that's not the way the prophets acted. That's not the way Nathan acted. That's not the way Samuel acted. Samuel and Nathan went to the individual themselves and spoke to them in private. Why are you blasting it? Why are you blasting it? You know, when God says to the prophet Isaiah, cry aloud and spare not, it's because it was years that the prophet Isaiah was reasoning with people and they wouldn't reason. Then it came to a breaking point, and then God said, cry aloud and spare not. But here is Dr. Reed, a so-called doctor, a licensed counselor, a pastor, a loving pastor, who tells us he loves us despite, you know, exposing us. He loves us. And now, listen to this song. He's got this little quirky song going here.
You can't box with God. You can bow to mother prophets and folks that's enamored with this and that. But you can't bow me. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Hold on. Let me just get this going. Just a little thing. This right here, stop all this. Send me mess. Me and my lawyer got stuff to do. What y'all doing? Stop the mess. I made up a song a long time ago. If you are a public figure, you always got to get up and stand stuff about folks and having opinions. You got to be able to take that stuff back. You got to be able to take those opinions back. When you send me a cease and desist letter, I check the box beside you and says, punk. Cease and desist letters are for punk. Whoa, cease and desist letters are for punks. Always have something to say. Oh, but when somebody else does, you say, no way. Whoa, cease and desist letters are for punks. Da-da-da. Everybody say, ah.
and desist letters are for punks. Sad, isn't it? That a man who calls himself a loving pastor, a caring counselor, an anointed seer, and a mentor to many, would use his social media platform not to preach Christ and him crucified, but will use his vast media platform to put out people's dirty laundry. Wow. Wow. So how do we answer today's question? Do we have an answer? Are we ready to give an answer? Listen, we all have our opinions. We all have our opinions. And I'll be back tomorrow. I'll be back tomorrow to do my last show on Larry Reed, because I don't intend to do any more for the time being. Just want to do one more and pose one more question, one more critical question. And by the way, if you want the book, Jackass Church Bishops, the book that is 15 chapters long, over 240 pages, over 260 footnotes, all you have to do is email me, MosesHenryJones@freechurchbooks@gmail.com, freechurchbooks@gmail.com, and I'll send you the book free of charge. The book that the members of the Joint College of Bishops don't want their church leaders and church members to read. Love you much in Jesus. I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing. God bless.
1-2-1-2.
Yeah. Special dedication to my brothers and sisters on the great continent of Africa, the saints in Malawi, Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya, Zimbabwe. Don't be deceived by what America's sending y'all,
yeah,
man.
Let me begin. While there's still ink left in my pen, I'm set to contend. For truth, you can bet will offend. Deception within. The church, man, who's letting them in. We talked about this years ago. Let's address it again.
Yeah.
And I ain't really trying to start beef, but some who claim to be part of the sheep got some sharp teeth.
Whoa.
It can't be mean when you criticize them, but Jesus told us, Matthew 7:16, we can recognize them. And God forbid that for the love of some fans, I keep quiet and watch them die with their blood on my hands. So there's nothing left for me to do except to speak to you in the spirit of Jude 3 and 2 Peter 2. And I know that some will label me a Pharisee, because today the only heresy is saying that this heresy. I'll dare to be specific and drop some clarity on the popularity of the gospel of prosperity. Turn off TBN, that channel is overrated. The pastors speak bogus statements, financially motivated. It's kind of like a pyramid scheme. Visualize heretics Christianizing the American dream. It's foul and deceitful, they're lying to people, teaching that camels squeeze through the eye of a needle. Ungodly and wicked, ask yourself, how can they not be convicted? Treating Jesus like a lottery ticket. And you're thinking they're not the dangerous type, because some of the statements are right. That only proves that Satan comes as an angel of light. This teaching can't be believed without a cross. The lie is you can achieve a crown without a cross. And I hear it all the time when they speak on the block. Even unbelievers are shocked how they're fleecing the flock. It should be obvious then. Yeah, I'll explain why it's sin. Peak the Bible is sin. 1 Timothy 6:9-10. It talks about how the desire for riches has left many souls on fire in stitches, mired in ditches. Tell me, who would teach you to pursue as a goal the very thing that the Bible says will ruin your soul, huh? Yet they're encouraging the love of money. To make it worse, they've exported this garbage into other countries. My heart breaks even now as I'm rhyming. You want to know what all false teachers have in common?
What?
It's called selfism, the fastest growing religion. They just dress it up and call it Christian. Don't be deceived by this funny biz. If you come to Jesus for money, then he's not your God.
Money
is. Jesus is not a means to an end.
No.
The gospel is he came to redeem us from sin. And that is the message forever I'll yell.
Down.
If you're living your best life now, you're headed for hell.
Talk to him.
Joe Osteen.
Osteen Chuck.
Let him go.
Preston Dolovich.
Osteen Chuck.
Well to well.
Benny Hinn is a
Osteen Chuck.
I know they're popular, but don't let them deceive ya.
Talk to him.
Bible lead
job. Keep going.
Fred Price is a
false teacher.
Tell the truth.
Kenneth Copeland is a
false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their sensuality, and because of them, the way of truth will be blasphemed. And in their greed, they will exploit you with false words. Their condemnation from long ago is not idle, and their destruction is not asleep. 2 Peter 2, 1-3.